Welcome to the Blooming Podcast. I'm Annabelle Ingleton and I'm your host. This is a show that focuses on all things female leadership, feminine design, faith, family, and men. From coaching to the best books, possibly some resources you've never heard about, and it's all to help you become the woman, wife, mother, and career woman God made you to be. We're talking spiritually, emotionally, physically, and mentally. We're having conversations with female leaders and godly men that can offer you their testimony and their unique story, all to help you become the best woman you can be. I'm also going to be sharing with you interviews with my clients, people that have coached with me in my coaching practice, whether it be women in my one-on-one program or women in my group coaching program, Bloom. I'm pulling back the curtain so you can get all the behind-the-scenes details about where they started, what their biggest struggles were, what we did together, and how their life is different now. Was it worth it? All the ups and downs. And we're just going to get really honest about how this work made a big difference in their lives. So if you're ready for some honest conversations, painful truths, convicting, honest stories, helpful information, and real practical tools that actually work, you're in the right place. Let's get going. God bless you and welcome. Hey there, my friend. I am so excited to be back this week. Welcome to the Blooming Podcast. But we are back with a brand new series. As you can see from the title, this new podcast series I'm doing with you is called Marriage Material. So I wanted to share very quickly what you can expect in the weeks to come, what I'm going to cover, what I'm going to talk with you about, what you will learn, what you will walk away with, and hopefully how it'll help you. So the series came about because I've been having this deep realization and understanding about myself and where I am as a woman in my life. I'm 44, single mom, divorced, entrepreneur, woman of God, Christian believer, and I changed so much in the past year and a half. I've changed because my faith has gotten a lot closer with God. And because of that, the way that I now behave and think and feel and the things that I do, are so drastically different than the way that I was 2 years ago. It's such a better way of being, but because of the more narrow path that I've taken, right? The Bible says that, righteous living is very, there is limits, there is restraints there, right? We are not living in sin. We're not living as part of the world. And because of that, I got to know deeply about what God wants for me in my life now as a single woman, as a single mother, as a Christian woman, as a daughter of, belonging to Him and being in full submission of the way He wants me to live. And I've had to think about what I really desire and how that needs to look in the world, because let's just admit it, it's really different when you choose to follow the narrow path of God. And because of that, I've been thinking about what I believe I want in my God and what God's will is for my life. And I know that marriage is part of it, but because marriage and being with a partner is something that I desire, it's going to happen in God's time. And I know that when God isn't bringing something into your life at the time that you want, it's because He's working on your character and He's working on the material of you and how He needs to make you more like Him in order for you to manage and steward the beautiful gift that He's going to provide you with. Because life itself is a gift. Marriage is a gift. Every relationship is a gift. Your career is a gift. Your body is a gift. Your family is a gift. Your children are gifts. Money is a gift. Every single thing you have is a gift. And when we don't steward it well, when we don't manage it well, this term is used a lot, right? In our faith, stewardship, the ability to have something, it's to use something that isn't yours, using it and taking care of it and managing it to the best of your capabilities. I was studying the word stewardship yesterday, and the first and foremost, most important part of saying I'm going to take care of something well, is first the admittance that the thing that you have is not yours, that it's a gift, that someone gave it to you for you to take care of and manage it correctly. Our careers are like that. Money is like that. Our families are like that. Our bodies are like that. Our life, our entire life is not ours. It was bought with a price. It was bought with the blood of Jesus Christ, right? And so it's because it's not ours, we are commanded to treat it the way that God commands us to treat it. And he explains it all in the Bible, right? Everything is in that. That book is all the instructions of how we're supposed to live. And so I realized that the reason my marriage failed, I was married back in 10 years ago now. Last year would have been our 10-year anniversary. I remember thinking about that last year. And I was married for 7 years. I got married back in 2013. And I remember just now, you know, learning about the Bible and reading about how God made man and woman, and how the fall of man was due to woman not following and doing what her husband, what Adam said to her, right? And said, like, don't partake of that tree. She got deceived by the serpent, by the enemy, and she ate of the tree, and the curse was now, you know, we fell from paradise. And because of that, I've thought about, and I've learned so much about, I'm wanting to fix my shirt and something's off. Okay. I've been thinking a lot about how marriage is a gift, and how we need to steward that gift well, and the way that God wants us to use it. It's not just like this thing that you decide to do. If you're doing it correctly, if you are given the gift of marriage, it's something that needs to be managed the way that he wants you to manage it. And when it's mismanaged, it will fall apart. It won't work, and you won't get the benefits of marriage. And so in this series of marriage material is all about understanding the complexities of marriage, the enemy of marriage, the benefits of marriage, and with that, understanding how we're supposed to steward the gift of marriage, especially, guys, from a place, and I'm going to be talking about it from my experience as a single woman in her 40s that is divorced and has children and is a Christian. I think that I am not the only woman that's in her 40s, that's single, that has children, and that's divorced, and that learned so much from the demise of my marriage, what I did wrong, what I did right, what broke us, what made us thrive, everything from the day that we met to the end. And God has taught me so much in the past year. I've been studying the male and female brain extensively. I've been studying marriage. I've been studying the word. And because I believe that I know human behavior really well, God gave me this really beautiful, curious mind, this ability to teach concepts. And I think hopefully in a way that's simple for you to understand them and hopefully be able to apply them to life, right? To earth, to like we use the spiritual concepts and apply them to our relationships. I think that I have this deeper understanding and this ability to teach and understand concepts that I think will really, really benefit you. But I want to come from a place of, I just want to share what I've been learning, what God has placed on my heart, my testimony, my experience. And I want to share with you what I have learned that has blown my life up in the best way, that has really helped me interact with men in a great way, how to date better, how to choose a partner, how to attract great men, how to connect with guys. We're going to be talking about bonding. We're going to be talking about connection, attraction, communication. We're going to be talking about commitment. We're going to be talking about sex. I want to talk with you guys about dating, about marriage. I mean, everything that runs the whole gamut. So when I talk about marriage material, this isn't about, are you marriage material? I purposely chose this name because I actually wanted like a more secular term that kind of triggered people so that it would make you want to click and listen to what I'm talking about. But what I'm talking about is what it takes to steward the gift of marriage and to be married, get married, commit and grow it to the best and get the biggest benefits of it. And then also understand what are the enemies of marriage? What are the things, what are the material things in marriage that will break it apart? What are the complexities that create the institution of marriage, and what we need to understand in order for it to give us the benefits of marriage? And the benefits are, there's so many great benefits, but the goal is having it forever, right? A long lasting forever marriage, till death do we part. But I'm going to share with you it from my perspective. I'm not here to judge you, to tell you what to do. I believe that I thrive best with you guys when I'm sharing my perspective, and I'm going to share knowledge. I'm going to share wisdom. I'm going to share facts, research, books, resources for you guys to listen to and understand, and things that I know that have helped me that I think will really help you. But I'm just going to share from my heart, my experience, my testimony, and what's really benefited me. And I know that it will really, really help you. And then I'm going to be offering you guys resources that I think will help you even deeper to experience the benefits of marriage, to avoid the enemies of marriage and know them very clearly, so you can avoid the destruction that comes with the enemies of marriage, to understand the complexities of it and the details of it and what makes a marriage thrive, makes it very deep, it makes it very bonded, and makes it last forever. Because I think I come from a place of, I learned a lot from my failed marriage, and I think that I know I'm not the only one. I think sometimes the church itself, religion itself, doesn't give women like us, like myself. I'll speak for myself. I was just talking to one of my guy friends today that's single man in his late 30s, at church, Christian, divorced. And he agreed with me. He said, yeah, you know, the church doesn't really offer us a space to talk about starting life over and wanting, and the desire of marriage, wanting the covenant of marriage again, and what it is to navigate the world from a place of like starting over. But even coming from a place of, oh, wow, I know what it was to be married, and avoiding the pitfalls that can create the end of a marriage again, right? 50% of marriages end. They don't last. They literally fail. And that means that 50% of this world is walking around in the place that I'm in. And we don't talk about this. We don't talk about the fact that we're divorced. No one wants to say the D word. No one wants to admit that we're single, that we're lonely, that we want companionship. My friend was joking and saying, he's like, you know what, I'll just like move to a cabin and have a dog and live happily. And I'm like, you can do that. But what does God say? Man is not meant to be alone. Like, we are made for connection and we're made for marriage. God made man and woman for marriage. And some people aren't, some people are called to a life of celibacy, right? We, like Paul, he was called to a life of sacrifice, of being, of just following God and being a disciple and not getting married. And I want to talk about the life of singleness, because singleness is such an important part of the, what I call, the time of waiting. I don't think that we're waiting. I think God's working. He's working on us, and he's working on our partner. But we're going to talk about those things. These are some of the topics that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about, let me look at my notes real quick. We are going to talk about, gosh, I wrote so much on it. Where is it? The differences between man and woman. Having a vision for our partner, a desire for a certain partner, having the quintessential proverbial list of what like the deal breakers or the deal makers that we want in a partner, and whether that's beneficial or not. We're going to talk about how to connect with a man and women, how they connect differently. Individual happiness, that life of singleness, right? The time that feels like waiting versus understanding the truth of it, which is God is working. We're going to talk about sex, what God gives us with the intimacy of physical intimacy, of physical sex with a partner, qualifying and choosing a mate, which I think is so important, communication with a partner when you're getting to know them, when you're dating them, when you're with them, and specifically how your own personal purpose in life benefits the covenant of marriage. And so there's so many things that we're going to talk about in the series. It's going to be a long one. And by that, I mean, it's going to go over, you know, probably weeks and months. There's a lot that I want to say on it. I think that it's probably going to become a big part of my work here, on earth, some of the stuff that I know I'm called to talk about. And it's not lost on me. And I want it to be really clear to you guys that this is something that's really vulnerable for me to do. I'm getting very intimate. I'm divulging a lot of private things and opinions and ideas. And I'm just sharing from a place of my own experience, because I feel like our personal testimonies and our personal experiences in life can be shared and should be shared with others so that we can learn from each other, so we can connect about these things and we can feel less alone and learn and avoid some of the pitfalls that somebody else has made, so that you can stop making it, right? Or call to attention and bring awareness to some of the things that you may be doing that are actually really hurting you. So I'm really excited about this series. I hope you're ready for it. We're starting fresh with really, really great information. Next week, we're going to talk about the differences between men and women. And if you want to learn more about me and just some more information about the resources that I offer, the women that I work with, you can, you know, click the links below and get some information about some of those things that I offer. And I'm really excited to dive into this with you. If you're listening to this and you normally follow me on Instagram, you will notice that you cannot find my page anymore. It used to be Annabelle.Ingleton. My page was deactivated last week. Doing what I can do behind the scenes to try to get it back from Instagram, because it was definitely done incorrectly. And I'm praying that God will restore it. And if he doesn't, because he wants me to use the resources that I have, like my email list and the podcast and YouTube and Pinterest and things like that, then that's where we're going to go. I've learned to submit to God and let him do his will on things like that, because, you know, that's just how the cookie crumbles. So I'm excited that you're here. I'm excited that you're going to join me in it. You are going to get so much from this. And if this is something that you think that somebody will benefit from, please send them the link to this so that they can learn about it. And like, let's talk about it. If you're watching this on YouTube, comment here down below in the comments and let me know what you're thinking about it. What are some topics that you think that you want me to talk about? You can find me on Instagram in the meantime at im.annabelle.ingleton. So im.annabelle.ingleton. That's where I am temporarily, hoping that, again, my other page gets restored. But in the meantime, that's where you can find me. That's where I'm going to be sharing all of this content. And I hope you'll follow me there. I'm changing the links everywhere here on all my pages so that you can find me again. But this is where you can find me and connect with me. I'm hoping that this blesses you as much as it has blessed me to create all the content that's gonna come out to you every Wednesday of every week. So I can't wait to see you next week and share this with somebody that you think it will benefit. And I'll see you next week. Have a good one.